On to Saudi Arabia. People have held a new anti-regime protest there. The Wednesday rally took place in the Al Qasim region, north of the capital, Riyadh. It was the second day in a row that protesters poured into the streets of the area. Also on Tuesday, demonstrators held a rally in the holy city of Mecca. Anti-regime demonstrations are gaining momentum across Saudi Arabia, where there's a strict ban on any form of protest rallies. The Saudi forces have harshly cracked down on such public gatherings. They've killed at least a dozen demonstrators and arrested many more. Director of the IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad, joins us on the phone to give us his thoughts on this. Ali Al-Ahmad, what is going on? We're looking at the second day in a row of protests, Bereda, Mecca, Qatif, Riyadh, and of course the numbers from the videos that we have seem to be much more than before.
Absolutely. I said that on your channel before that 2013 is going to witness an increase in the number and the frequency of the protest movement in Saudi Arabia and the geographical location. So we are seeing now, for the first time, a protest in Mecca, and we are seeing that another protest in Jeddah in the coming few days. And we will see more of these protests in terms of frequency and geographical coverage. So because every factor for revolution and for protest movement in Saudi Arabia is present and increasing every day. The corruption, the oppression, the arrest, the killing, the failure of the ruling class in Saudi Arabia, the ruling class, to deliver anything to the people in that country in terms of economic or participation in the government. So you are seeing really the perfect storm gathering. In that country, 2013 is going to be a critical year, especially if we see some support for that movement from regional countries or Western countries, because the biggest hurdle now in face of the protest in that country is regional support. These people who need coverage, who need even financial aid to continue with that process.
And if we want to look at what's going on around Saudi Arabia in terms of what they are incorporating in their influence and support, such as what they have done in Bahrain, such as what they're doing in other countries and their engagement, shouldn't they be focusing more on what's going on inside the kingdom? I mean, can they be all over the place all at the same time?
Who are you talking about?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, of course. Look, the Saudi government is using regional conflict and exporting its problems outside, either to Syria, to Egypt, to Bahrain, and Tunisia even. So they are trying to really occupy their population with outside issues. The challenge here, the problem here is in that country, there are a lot of people who are willing to protest. The problem they have faced in the past 50 years, in fact, because the activism in that country has been that old, is that they have lacked so far a regional sponsor, and the Western countries have stood as a barrier. Every Arab Spring Revolution had regional sponsors and international support. For it to succeed, you need that. No, there is no way that a regional or any protest movement can succeed on its own resources. You need regional support.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Obviously, we're going to keep our eye out for this story as it develops. Ali Al-Ahmad, the director of IGA, thank you for your thoughts.